Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God.
Praise him. Don't thank him, and no stitches will come out, too. All right. Those stitches are coming out. All right, give me another praise report this morning, somebody who wants to tell of his goodness. Anybody else?
Good morning.
This is Sister Reed in Texas. My daughter had her last chemo treatment yesterday, and she's doing great. They're going to do a bone marrow in July to be sure that it didn't spread to her bones, but I'm trusting God that it didn't, and she's doing fine.
Let's pray right now. Join me in my hand extended. Join my hand. Heavenly Father, please don't let anything detrimental to her body or to her life spread to her bones.
Yes.
But let her be made whole. Put anointing in her bones.
Thank you,
Jesus. It will fight off any type of disease or affliction.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we ask you. And we're taking in the spirit realm, and we know it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Sister Victoria out of Evergreen Park, Illinois. And I
amen.
Praise and thank God.
You. Good morning.
Good morning. I praise and thank God for Dr. Bernard Johnson. I tell you, my mom passed. And I thank you all for your prayers because I know you were praying for me. And
yes,
Dr. Johnson called me, Ambassador-elect Dr. Johnson. Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson, I want to call him by his right name, by his right title. He called me and spoke with me, and I thought that was so blessed for him to have thought about me. So I thank God for your prayers and for Dr. Johnson, and I thank God for what he's doing in my life. He's just been so good. He's just been so good. And I tell you, I can look back over my life, and I can see the hand of the Lord. No matter what I've had to go through, I can always see God's hand. I'm on the mend. My heart is still broken at the passing of my mom, because she's been with me my entire life. She was 93 years old when she passed, and the Spirit had prepared me for her death. But I was strong for a whole week, but when we put her in the ground, I just broke down, and my mind has just been gravitating back toward her. But I just praise and thank God for the life of my mom, and I praise and I thank God for what he's doing in my life and the life of my children. My ministry is thriving. God has just been so good to me. I could not sleep last night, and as I twisted and turned and moved around, I said, Lord, what is it? I know you're trying to say something to me, because you had me up in the middle of the night, and the Holy Ghost came back and said, you forgot to take your blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at God. I said, what? I jumped up and went in, and I forgot. My blood pressure had been up all night long, and that's why I was restless. But the Lord came, and he told me that I had forgot to take this medication. So he was with me all night long. I praise and I thank God for his goodness. He is truly worthy to be praised.
Yes,
and I
sir.
Thank God for all of you and all of your prayers. Be blessed today. I pray for you and your families and your loved ones, your neighborhoods and your communities, that the Spirit of the living God would dwell among you. And be blessed on today in Jesus' name.
Oh, my God. Stand by, Sister Rollins. I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer, too. And then we're going to have several prayers today at the Lord's Day. All right. As Dr. Betty said on yesterday, it gets better and better day by day. Amen.
Yeah.
I know what you're going through. Amen. I lost my mom about 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But it's going to get better. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Lord.
We appreciate you, Sister Rollins. All right. Do we have another praise report I can take? Let me see.
Good morning.
God bless you, Sister Carolyn.
Yes, I have so much to be thankful for this morning. I was intending to get back on the prayer line to give you that great news, but I did not hear from my eye doctor, so I'm claiming it that everything is all right in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm thankful because we just celebrated my mom's 95th birthday on Monday.
Oh.
Praise the Lord.
We had a glorious time.
Praise the Lord.
She did a little dance for us, and she gave us some grilled some nuggets, and everybody just really enjoyed it on my celebrating my mother's 95th birthday. And I'm just so thankful. The Lord has just really been moving in our lives.
Praise
and
God.
I can just praise Him continuously. And I just love the Lord. He is so good. And His mercy endures forever.
Yes,
beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Sister Carolyn there in Georgia. What part of Georgia is that?
I'm in close to Atlanta, Georgia, about 20 minutes outside of Atlanta.
God bless you.
Thank you.
They got beautiful weather down there.
Yeah, it's been nice.
All right. Give me another praise report. Somebody who can tell them the goodness of Jesus, too.
This is Sister Linda from Utah 801. I just want to thank the Lord for another day. Hallelujah. I just want to say good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
Good
morning, Jesus. And everybody on the prayer line.
Good morning.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
Belinda, sing that verse again for us.
Yeah,
good,
I like
you know.
That.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
Lord. All right.
Thank you.
Bless you. I'll go tease you and tell you, go over there and sing that to the mamas, too. All right. God bless you. All right. Anybody else have a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on the prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. On yesterday, I went to work, and I didn't feel good, so I left work and went to the Truman Medical Center, the hospital, to the emergency room, and they did all kind of tests on me, but I thank the Lord that all the tests were good. I truly thank the Lord for that, because I really wasn't feeling well. I'm not feeling too good right now, but I just thank the Lord that all the tests that they gave me, EKG, it was fine, my blood pressure fine, my sugar, everything was just all right. And I thank the Lord for that.
Yeah.
And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God.
And we thank God for you. Amen. We'll pray for you in just a moment. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Ella Mitchell was my pastor, Dr. S.E. Mitchell. Sometimes he died. And we had the confirmation that he was dead about 20 years. And God called him back. He rose from the dead. And he used to say this. He used to say, Sister Lucille, he would say, call me before you call your doctor. Call me before you call your lawyer. Because when the man of God, first of all, when God and the man of God get through, you may not need a doctor. You may not need a lawyer. And I'm still of that same persuasion. Amen. The saints of God, they knew that when the saints prayed, God would answer prayer and miracles would happen. Not saying don't go to the doctor, not going saying don't go to the hospital, but maybe you could have saved yourself that $3,000. You call me before you call your doctor. Call me before you call your lawyer. Because I serve a doctor who has never lost a case, and many of those doctors over there have done wonderful and well, but most of them have lost cases. And then that's how they learn how to treat people by a cause and effect. Amen. But God has never lost a case. Never forget, I went to the hospital to see one of our mothers at our church. We went there and got there. I believe I was there before she got there. Amen. She was going to have an operation. And we prayed and asked for God, who's the only truly living God, to touch her body and heal her. And when we got through praying, I just sensed by the Holy Ghost to tell her this. I said, Mother, make sure you have them to check you again before you let them operate on you. Amen. She said, all right. And I left. Amen. But she didn't follow what I said to the letter. And her report was, Pastor, they went in and operated and they didn't find nothing. They didn't find nothing. Amen. I said, Mother, do you remember I reminded you to have them check you again before they operate on you? And she said, I didn't know you're right, Pastor.
Oh, wow.
Now, they wouldn't have had to operate if I only followed what you said to the letter. I mean, it's very, very, very important that when you have a woman of God or a man of God speaking to you, that you learn to follow them to the letter. Some people won't listen. You can't help them. But those who will, learn to follow what God is saying to the letter. Amen. Because Naaman was told, he was a great leader, he was told by the man of God, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. He didn't even want to do it 1 time, except God moved in a little slave girl and said, if somebody had told you to do something so difficult, wouldn't you have obeyed? He told you go dip. So he went down to Jordan and started dipping 1 time, 2 times, 3 times. Nothing happened. And you know the devil will start talking to you after you try to do a little bit of what the instructions say. After 1 time, I know the devil starts saying, you're foolish in this water. Don't dip in this dirty Jordan River. And 2 times, he start talking more. Get up out of here. Get up. Don't do this. 3 times. Don't do it. About 5 times, he was saying, you silly? Are you foolish? You a leader of these people here in this area. And here they're going to see you dipping in this dirty water, and you talking about God going to heal me and trying to follow this prophet. And then when he went down 6 times, oh, my God, the devil was talking to him like crazy. Get up out of here. Don't do that no more. Because he saw around the corner that his blessing was just around the corner. See, when your blessing is just around the corner, the enemy is going to fight you like crazy. He's going to send people to try to sway you this way, sway you that way. He's going to send all kinds of things to try to maneuver you and try to make you think that God is not going to do it. That's because your blessing is around the corner and the devil sees it. But you see, you have to follow the money. They dipped 6 times. He said, dip 7 times. And when he followed to the letter and dipped the 7th time, he went down as a leper. But he came up and his skin was like a baby, the Bible.
Yeah, Lord.
And you got to follow it to the letter. Amen.
Yeah.
And when you do, that's when the miracle happens. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
Anybody else? I'll take maybe one more praise report. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Having to pray for
praise the Lord. Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good
morning.
Morning,
good morning, Pastor. This is Brother Lonnie, Kansas City. Amazing grace. And hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Today, I just thank the Lord in all things that I do. I acknowledge Him. I just acknowledge the God all day long, and I just meditate on the Lord daily. It is something that I am practicing, and I try to stay focused on Him, and He is worthy to be praised. I was at work yesterday, and it was getting a little crazy at work, and I just called on the Lord. I said to myself, you know, Lord, I know you're there. I asked Him, you know, are you with me? And I sat back and I listened for Him, and I listened for His guidance. I listened for His instruction. I listened to be taught what He wants me to do in times when I know not what to do. And I just thank Him for the ability to call on Him. I thank Him for the, you know, I humble myself unto Him daily, and I try to renew myself daily. I really do. I don't know what the day's going to bring, but I know if I put God first, that I can't lose like that, you know. Yeah. So I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to, you know, when I have troubles, I can call on Him, and I praise Him, and I thank Him, and I magnify Him for that. Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful, Brother Lonnie. And it's good to hear another man's voice here. God bless you. Keep it going. Amen. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Stay with us and we'll do you good. Amen. And let your voice be heard here. Oh, my God. God is looking and He's booking all the time. Writing new books. I decree it unto you. Y'all never heard that before? He is writing new books, just like He wrote the Bible. God is writing new books. It's found there in Revelation, the 20th chapter, around the latter part of the 19th chapter to the 20th chapter. You'll find that He's writing new books. And the books were open. Not talking about the book of life there. He's talking about His book that He's writing. And he's recording things like Brother Lonnie. He's recording when you got a praise report and you're blessing Him. He's recording good stuff like that. Amen. Not only the good, but the evil. He's recording all those things. And God bless you. Let me move to our prayer request today. Amen. If you got need a prayer request or need somebody's name on the prayer list, it's open to you. This is not a gossip line, y'all. We have people telling everything on this line because they know that we're sincere about praying. We want to know which way to pray. Amen. If you got heart trouble, make it known, and so we'll know to pray for your heart. Amen.
Yes.
Don't have us praying for your foot. It's your heart that's in trouble, and your heart is going on the blink. So make it known. All right. The line is open to you. This is the prayer list. Amen. I'm putting Dr. Betty on there. Amen. That God would bless her more and more. Amen. I'm putting Lenitra, our daughter, on there. Amen. Amen. And Raphael. And thank you, God. And Jesus, and all of our grandchildren. Amen. Especially Bria, who's in the Marines. Amen. All right, anybody else?
Yes, Brother William Lott.
Brother who?
William Lott, Mother Britson.
Oh, yes, sir. What's your last name? William Lott, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to pray for me and my family and for
okay.
God to bring every change.
All right.